Good morning, I'm Valerie Morgan with Texas A&M AgriLife Research in Lubbock, and this morning I'm going to talk to you about yield adjustments for small plot trials on the high plains of Texas. Most of us deal with small plot yield trials on a daily basis, and I'm sure most of us would say that we don't always get the stand that we're after. But do those skips matter? My former project leader used a method published in the Journal of Agricultural Research, Pope 1947, and it stated that cotton can compensate for about 18 inches on either side. So if you had a skip that measured 3 feet, main stem to main stem, it wouldn't affect yield. If your skip was 4 feet, you would adjust the overall plot length by 1 foot, 5 foot skip, 2 feet, and so on. He would go out to the field and actually walk these skips. His foot was about 12 inches. So we would follow him around in the field as he would step out these skips, and we would write them in the field book. And then when it came time to adjust yields, we would, you know, do all these calculations. Well, what we began to notice was that we seemed to be overly inflating yields on some of these varieties. So I started to look at this research. It was conducted in the early 30s all across the belt with one Texas location, Greenville, Texas. I actually had to Google what Greenville is. It is not on the High Plains. So we decided to work on a project to see what would really have an effect. Does growth have an effect? Does irrigation play a role? What's really changed since 1947? Variety types, production practices, regions, pretty much everything's changed since 1947. Our hypothesis was that cotton varieties can compensate for more than a 3 foot skip on irrigated or dryland trials, and yield adjustments should be made on skips larger than 3 feet and on multiple skips. In 2010, we conducted a pretest with one variety in a randomized complete block design, 3 reps. We chose Fibromax 9180 B2F. We had a 24 foot plot length. We planted a 4 foot plot and treated the middle 2 rows. Planted this with a 4-row planter. We had 7 treatments that year. Control, a 3 foot skip, 6, 2 6s, a 9, 12, and a 24. We put these in at the 5th true leaf, and we harvested the middle 2 rows with a 2-row plot stripper. Once a stand was established, we added these skips by hand, and if there were any natural skips that sometimes happened, we tried to move our skips into those blanks. The trials were irrigated. We collected data off of those plots. Also fiber data and other agronomic traits. We're not going to talk about those today. The data was analyzed with AgriBase 20. And what we found in 2010 was that our 3-foot skip was not significantly different from, say, a 12-foot skip, but the 3-foot was also not different from our control. The 24-foot skip was significantly different from everything. After that retest, we decided to make some changes from then on. We added changed them to 2 varieties that had different growth habits on the High Plains. We chose Delta Pine 104 B2F and Fibromax 9160 B2F. And we added a few treatments. We added 2 3-foot skips, 3 3-foot skips, and 2 9-foot skips. We also decided to drop the 24-foot skip because in our mind that was significant and we need to treat that as a missing plot. 2011 and 2012, we planted the same test with the 2 varieties. It was a 3-rep, 2-factor factorial. We had a 32-foot plot. Again, we planted a 4-foot plot. We treated the middle 2 rows at the 5th true leaf with the 9 treatments, a control, a 3-foot, a 6-foot, a 9-foot, a 12-foot, 2 threes, 3 threes, 2 sixes, and 2 nines. Again, the middle 2 rows were harvested with the 2-row stripper. In 2013, we were actually able to add a dryland location, or as it's listed here, supplemental irrigation. We watered it in the beginning and we didn't water it again. Same varieties, a little bit different plot length, same treatments, same design, harvested again with the 2-row stripper. In 2011, our only significant factor was the variety. Yield only differed from the control around 100 pounds or less for both varieties. And in 2012, again, only variety was our significant factor, and again, the yields differed from the control at about 100 pounds or less. With the exception of Delta Pine 104 and the high skips, the 2-9 and the 12 differed a little more, but this wasn't significant. In 2013, our first dryland year, again, as the other previous years, only variety was significant. Now, this is dry land, much lower yields, but again, they didn't differ from the control very much. Now, in our irrigated location, this is the first time since our pretest that we actually saw a significant difference in treatment. But our only significant difference is at the 2 9-foot skip. So in conclusion, we still have a lot more research to do. However, it appears that for the Texas High Plains, an 18-inch skip is not significant, but neither are larger skips. Small skips, multiple small skips, may be able to be ignored. Large gaps that are approximate to half the plot would render that unusable, and you should just consider that a missing plot and move on. Proper experimental design is important to address natural field variations and replications in your field. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Deaver and Dr. Kelly, as well as the entire crew at Lubbock and Texas AgriLife for giving me the chance to do this research. Now, this was a short presentation, but if anybody has any questions, I'll answer those. In which year? Well, about 60 feet. It ranged a little bit depending on what field we put it in, but it was a two-row plot in the end. We did plant a four-row plot, but in the end it was a two-row plot. That's average for us, anywhere from 25 to maximum 40 plot length times two, normal for us. Thank you.